Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It with the Jamestown Corollaires, we have Corollaire member Kevin Walker joining us. And Kevin, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking time. I appreciate you stopping by. I always love catching up with the Jamestown Corollaires, the longtime men's choir group in Jamestown. We're really coming up on like 70 years that this group has been together, Kevin. And for those who have not heard of the Corollaires before, would you mind kind of telling us what you guys do and who you guys are?
Yeah, we're an all-male choir group. We go by the Jamestown Corollaires, but we have people from Medina, Gackle, Hanaford, all over the Stutsman County area come to sing with us. We have guys that have been there for 1 year up to 63 years, which is incredible. Means we've only been together for 67.
Yeah.
But we get together every Wednesday at 8:45, practice till a little after 10. We do two concerts a year, and we also do what we call a church sing, where we go out one Sunday and we sing at several churches during their service, and that's about it.
Well, and I know you guys get involved with the Christmas carols as well when that rolls around. So you guys are very active, doing a lot of things. The big sing is also a thing you participate in, which we can talk a little bit more about. Coming up, though, you're coming to the end of, I guess you can say, the Corollaire season, and you have your final concert here on April 8th and 9th.
Correct. And we're going to be doing two concerts, one on Friday night, one on Saturday night. This concert is going to include the Jamestown High School young men this year. We usually have the Jamestown Boys Choir, but they are no longer together. So we decided that we were going to reach out to the young men of the high school and see if they would be interested in joining us. And they were super excited to come join us. We're super excited to have them. So they will be singing with us. They will also be doing their own little section.
Mm-hmm.
If you are wanting to come to that concert, we will be selling tickets at the door, but you can also pre-buy the tickets from any Corollaires member, or we also have tickets at the Dakota Store or Loyson Eye Care.
Kevin Walker again, Jamestown Corollaires member, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. That spring concert coming up here on the 8th and 9th. You can get your tickets ahead of time. How much are tickets, Kevin, if you want to purchase those ahead of time?
Tickets for adults are $12 a piece, and tickets for students, grades kindergarten through 12th grade, are $5.
Very good. And what can we expect? What kind of music are we going to hear? Some kind of spring things, or what kind of songs can we expect from you guys this year?
There is a huge variety of songs this year.
Yeah.
From hymnals to just crazy off the wall. We're singing a song called Lydia, which is about a lady that is covered in tattoos. We are also singing Man of La Mancha. So, and then, you know, we have the River of Judea and a bunch of other ones. I mean, you know, the high school boys, they're going to be singing some stuff that they've taken to competition.
Sure.
So it should be a great concert.
Well, I'm looking forward to it again. It's on April 8th and 9th at the Jamestown High School Theater. A variety of songs will be performed. And again, great. You can get the young men of the high school to join in that too. Directed by Pam Burkhardt, I believe, and accompanied with Richard Wallentine too, right?
Correct.
Okay. So get your tickets again, 8th and 9th. Like Kevin said, you can get them from the Dakota Store, Loyson Eye Care, or at the door, or any other choral member. And Kevin, we also want to use this as an opportunity. If anybody's listening and they like to sing, they love to read music, they're always welcome to join the Corollaires. Of course, you guys, after this concert, will be going into a break, but you guys will start up again after Labor Day, right?
Correct. We're going to be going into a little break. There's going to be some guys that are still getting together to go to the Big Sing, which is in Eau Claire, Wisconsin this year. Next year, we will be holding the Big Sing in Jamestown, which is where a bunch of different groups from all over the Midwest get together and sing. We're hoping post-COVID that we're going to be able to get a lot more people to show up than in the years past.
Sure.
But it's a great opportunity. If you, like Warren said, if you want to come out and sing with us, we meet every Wednesday night. We will pick up again after Labor Day. The first Wednesday after Labor Day is our first official practice. And then we just hit the ground running.
Kevin, if anybody wants to learn more about the Corollaires, I know there's a website out there. You guys have a Facebook as well. A great place to go there if they have questions too, right?
Correct. Yep. If you have any questions, the easiest and quickest way is to message our Facebook page, Jamestown Corollaires. You'll find it out on the Facebook page, or, you know, just talk to any member. If you know who we are, we'd be happy to have anybody.
Absolutely. So one more time, spring concert is on April 8th and 9th at the Jamestown High School. So get your tickets. And Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.